On a Monday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. And in your health on this Monday, teens and alcohol. But first, we're going to talk about road rage. It's not unusual, of course, for awful traffic conditions or incompetent driving to make some people really angry behind the wheel. But maybe that's not really why people are angry. Road rage, it turns out, can be a symptom of deeper emotional problems, as NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
When Mike Shen moved to Los Angeles, he acquired a new fear. Road rage. Take the time he was viciously tailgated by a woman driving a beat-up Jeep.
She got so angry that she started pacing me to my right. She wasn't looking at the road in front of her. She was driving right next to me, literally yelling out her window, racial epithets at the top of her lungs.
After that, Shen decided to take his road rage into the digital age.
I started a blog called LACantDrive.com.
Shen says the blog is cathartic because Los Angeles is home to some of the worst driving he's ever seen.
Just the other day, I saw someone merging onto the 134 freeway with a newspaper completely spread out in front of them. Like literally in my rear view mirror, I saw just a spread out two-page newspaper.
Shen says maybe it's because people spend so much time in their cars, they try to multitask.
Well, maybe I can eat an apple behind the wheel. And then from there, I say, well, if I'm eating an apple, maybe I can try to steer with my knee and eat a bowl of cereal behind the wheel, which I've seen. Or shaving. I see that all the time. Or doing their makeup.
Surveys show the more drivers are distracted, the more other drivers get angry and start honking, cursing, making obscene gestures, waving their fists in the air. Michael Bush is an official with the Road Club Auto Vantage. In their annual survey, they ask members about bad driving.
Did you curse at another driver? Did you make an obscene gesture towards another driver? Perhaps wave your fist in anger? And interestingly, we also asked, you know, have you ever purposefully slammed your vehicle into another car?
Deliberately slamming your vehicle into another car? The startling answer is yes.
Oddly, in Washington, D.C., you're four times as likely to have someone drive into you on purpose than anywhere else on the planet.
Clearly an extreme example of road rage. But this type of outburst, says psychiatrist Emil Cacaro with the University of Chicago, may signal a deeper underlying problem. It's called intermittent explosive disorder, and it happens on the road, at home, and even on the job.
Those outbursts can be temper tantrums, could be throwing things around, breaking things, pushing, shoving, hitting people.
Aggression like this, says Cacaro, can be caused by any number of emotional problems. For example, paranoia.
If somebody gets in their face, they're going to be threatened and they're going to respond aggressively to that. So who are you looking at? You know, why are you looking at me like that?
Some people are emotionally unstable and explode when they're rejected. Others are compulsively rigid and explode when their sense of order is upset.
Their fuse for exploding is very, very short. So something happens they're not happy with. There's not much time for them to think of other ways to handle their reaction to it.
That fuse is short for a number of biological reasons. For starters, Cacaro says, people don't produce enough of the happy hormone serotonin.
Serotonin is thought to be a behavioral inhibitor. It's basically the brakes. And if your brakes are bad, you're going to get into trouble.
At the same time, people produce too many brain chemicals that promote aggression. It's a dangerous combination, but one that can be treated. Medications like antidepressants and mood stabilizers can restore the brain's chemical balance. Cognitive behavior therapy helps patients not take things so personally. And Cacaro says there are coping techniques.
One of the simplest strategies for that is called a timeout, and you just leave. You say, excuse me, I gotta go. You get out and you try to soothe yourself.
Now, you can't get out and leave if you're in your car, but you can stop engaging in the aggressive behavior. These techniques won't completely cure the disorder, but they certainly can help contain the explosions. Patty Naiman, NPR News.